What is the meaning of life? It's a common question. A lot of people have asked it of themselves and other people at some time or another. I know I have. My main personal question at this point, if I have to articulate some question, it would be, what's happening? What's going on? I'll get back to that at the end of the podcast. But first, this question about what is the meaning of life? In my opinion, this question needs to be dismissed once and for all. Just totally let go of it. It's what I would call a poorly formed question. It sure sounds like a question. It sure seems like a question. But in my opinion, what is the meaning of life? Is just a bunch of sounds that are so misleading and so distracting that it needs a few minutes of talk just to get clear. What is the meaning of life is a question that needs to be unasked. And that's what I want to talk about today. Hello and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. So first of all, let's talk about meaning. There are three things to notice about what has meaning. The first is you need a meaning maker. You will never have any meaning without a meaning maker. You as a human are a meaning maker. I'm a meaning maker. We make meaning out of things that we experience in our life. But things mean something only to meaning makers. The second thing you need is an object to make meaning of. There needs to be some way you isolate things, something in the universe. It could be your age, your clothes, a relationship, a thought you had, a feeling you have. There's something you name and isolate, then you make meaning of it. The third thing is that you need to make comparisons. You can't just take an object in isolation and think about its meaning without also thinking about other things, other objects that have other meanings. It is only by comparison that you can arrive at meaning. So that's enough for now about meaning. Let's talk about life. Because this is where the question, what is the meaning of life, goes deeply astray. Maybe the question comes to you in the form of, what's the meaning of the universe? Or what is the meaning of it all? However it is for you, the most important thing to realize here is that you are fooling yourself with words. You are like your own magician, fooling yourself with some sleight of hand. Only it's not sleight of hand, it's sleight of words. It all, or the universe, or the cosmos, or life, or any of those things, those are words that can give you a feeling that you know what you're talking about, but you don't. We do need some way to refer to it all. But then that's enough. We just refer to it. We point to it with our finger to indicate we're talking about everything that can be talked about. We are indicating the universe without being able, ourselves, to perceive the universe. We can only perceive what's in front of us. That's it. That's my opinion. But I don't think you know what you're talking about when you say life and you mean everything in the universe. What's the meaning of this whole universe? I don't think you know what the universe is. I mean, really, seriously ask yourself, do you know what this is? It's just a pointer word. It's a word that points to the whole universe because there is something that we have to call the whole universe. But don't think for a second that the little word that you say, this little word you utter, can actually mean the whole thing. It can't actually refer to the whole thing, because you don't even know what the whole thing is. You can't just wave your hand and go, what does this whole thing mean? I mean, obviously you can, But please don't take yourself so seriously. You don't know. Life, or it all, or the universe, is however you want to point, but it's not an object you can place in front of you to consider. It's you're like a pencil trying to write on itself. You, as the meaning maker, emerge from life. You exist enmeshed within this life, and you can consider whatever objects you want from within life or within the universe. Consider all the objects and assign them whatever meaning you want. Have a meaning party with other people. Have, you know, some snacks and drinks, and you can sit around with people and talk about what things mean to you and mean to other people. And then you can all sit and look around and try to become aware of all of the universe. But please don't think that you can emerge from a universe and become a meaning maker, and then all of a sudden you're just able somehow to turn back and point to the universe just because you say a word like universe or life. You think you're talking about something, but you're not. You're talking about everything and what the meaning of it is. It doesn't make any sense. But if you can let go of this very silly question, and you want a question that you actually can ask yourself in pretty much any given moment that you're in, you can ask the question, what's happening? Now, for a lot of people, this is going to be like catnip for making up a story and thinking that you know what's happening. But I encourage you, hold back on the impulse to explain, hold back on the impulse to understand, and try to ask the question, what's happening, with a little more openness, a little more softness. Try to tolerate, or perhaps even welcome, how limited our understanding can ever be, how limited our faculties are for really deeply explaining anything. This is a question for those who can ask what's happening, and then just remain open. Remain still and open beyond words, beyond any idea, beyond any story you could ever tell, beyond any meaning you could ever make. What is happening? Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening, and once again, thanks so much for listening, and I won't say it once again. See you next time.
This is it.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
This is it.
Here we go.
Okay. All
this
right.
Is it.
Gonna talk about,
say things. I'm gonna say things. I'm gonna talk about and say things with my mouth.
With my mouth.
I'm gonna form words.
I'm gonna form words.
But will they have meaning?
Meaning. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Is that up to me? Aren't you the one,
the listener,
to decide if something means something to you?
I want to place meaning.
I am placing inside of
I
the
want
meaning.
To have meaning.
Am I full of meaning?
Am I meaningful?
Is my meaning empty?
Something has to mean something to someone.
Meaningless sounds, or are they meaningless sounds? All right, you get the guy. What's up, Kitty? Did she make up my gun? The ghost get up to you, blue, blue, get the cup of tie, your mouth, shook up the guy, wow, wow, pass up, pop, pop, ink, and bakato.
Was that meaning? Don't distract yourself by thinking that you know anything for sure.
Meaning. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
An infinitely small slice of the whole infinitely large universe is just waiting for you to perceive it.